Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Tuesday afternoon, and you've been watching the weather and hearing about this system that's going to get into the Gulf of Mexico, sweeping across Florida today. It will get into the Gulf, and really, there's more that we don't know than we do know. And then we all know how these systems go. This could become a named storm. It could be a depression. It could be just a mess of storms that comes into this area. But in all probability, it's going to look like a tropical storm or a hurricane. It's going to look that way in terms of the clouds. There might be a little bit of wind, but this is mainly expected to be mainly a rain event. There could be some wind involved if it does become a named storm. So, we're watching it, and WWL is the emergency management station, and we have been through this many, many times before. And we will get you through this one. We will be with you now, before, during, and after any storm activity. But it looks like this is going to come in tomorrow night, and then Thursday and Friday, and maybe even into Saturday. But I don't know what the forecast is going to be like beyond that. We'll find out more about that later. But anyway, so this little system is going to get into the Gulf. There's no reason to panic. But if you don't have stuff that you're supposed to have for a storm without trying to alarm anybody, it would be a good idea to get what you need. If not for this storm, then for another storm, because you're going to need it eventually. Something is going to come our way, and we're going to need those supplies. And, the supplies that you get to prepare yourself for a storm are supplies that don't expire. They don't get old. Well, I guess in some cases they do expire, but not for a long time. I mean, you can get canned tuna or tuna in a pouch or things like that that last a very, very long time. So I don't know if you want to pick up a few things. I don't think they're going to be any big problems, but we could have a good thunderstorm here and lose power. So if there's any kind of storm in the area, that's always a possibility. So you just might want to get some water, might want to get some batteries for your flashlight and for your radio, and make sure that everything is charged up. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday, July 15th. Man, it is going to be one hot mother today because there's less of a chance of rain. So there's more of a chance that the heat is going to build up. So look, there's a conversation going on about the Heisman for Garrett Nussmeier. Now, when I've seen Garrett Nussmeier play, he's been good, but I never thought that he would be in contention for the Heisman. But maybe there's some things coming up this year for Garrett that are going to be very, very positive. And I know a lot of people seem to have growing confidence in him. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play this year because there were times that I wasn't overly impressed in the past. In some ways, he's a really good quarterback, but I didn't see a lot of consistency. But it seems like those who are closer to him and those who know, it seems like he's going to be a really good quarterback this year. So that's really great for LSU. And you heard in our sports just now with Charlie that LSU getting ready for the season opener against Clemson. And LSU has not done well the last few years in terms of season openers. Hopefully this year is going to be a little different. I mean, I just can't wait because, you know, I look forward to watching sports. I love sports, and I look forward to watching it. And right now, you know, I'm not a baseball fan until late September, October, till they get into the playoffs and close to the World Series. Then I'm a Major League Baseball fan. I'm a college baseball fan when LSU is in it and when that's getting all hyped up. But, you know, there's really nothing for me right now this time of year. Occasionally I'll watch a soccer game, but there's really not much on TV. And I love making an appointment to get home or be home and watch sports. And right now, there ain't nothing until, I guess, August when the preseason game starts. So, man, I'm looking forward to these football seasons getting started because, again, I've been missing sports on TV. All right, let's see. So what about this new ethics law that would allow officials to break rules without penalties? I mean, isn't this very typical of what politicians do? And they want us to trust them? And then you heard in the news, like, they could accept free vacations to the Caribbean without any questions being asked. A new law approved by the Louisiana legislature and by Governor Jeff Landry creates new loopholes to allow public officials to kind of get away with doing things when state ethic laws do not apply. Is this what we want? Do we want politicians to do more to break the law? Do we want to give politicians a chance to do more, to get away with more? Hell no. So apparently this new law is going to just do exactly that. It's going to give people a chance to do things that maybe have been questioned by the state ethics laws, but are going to no longer be questioned by those laws. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think there is any reason to give any politicians any excuse to break the law or to push standards that have been in place for a while. So U.S. inflation accelerated in June as the Trump tariffs start to take a bite out of all of us. Consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from earlier this year. That's up to an annual increase of 2.4%, 2.4% of an increase in May. So inflation is accelerating, especially as far as groceries and gas are concerned. And in the last 2 days, I have gotten both gas and I've gone to the grocery store. I went to Whole Foods last night and I got one bag and it was $65. Everything that it was one bag. I could put everything in one bag, and it was $65. And I'm not buying, like, expensive meat. I'm not buying, like, expensive stuff. So it's just amazing. I mean, I'm taking a hit, too. And, you know, I've talked often about how, you know, with my life, it's not something that I really notice at the grocery store. But I'm noticing it at the grocery store now. And then gas, not yesterday, but the day before, I filled up and gas was $3.99 a gallon. So, you know, that hurts. Again, I put premium. I have a turbo engine in my car, so I put premium gas in my car. So you could find gas for less than that if you're using the regular. But the premium was $3.99 a gallon. It's a lot. And it took a lot to fill up my vehicle. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling it. Now, again, let me remind you, and I just I point this out just to demonstrate how a lot of people think. During the campaign, when Donald Trump said, "I am going to cut inflation day one." And I said, "No, he's not. Donald Trump is not going to be able to cut inflation day one." And I had people call or text and say, "Yeah, well, you just don't like Trump, man. You're just a Trump hater." No, I'm just honest. Donald Trump was not going to be able to cut inflation on day one because presidents don't have that much control over inflation. They don't have that much control over the economy. There are bigger things at play than the president of the United States. So this is the thinking, though. I'm honest about Donald Trump, and I have been proven to be right. I was right about that. But yet I got called a Trump hater during the campaign for being honest about Donald Trump. So if I'm going to be called a hater by some, not everybody, but if I'm going to be called a hater by some for being honest about Donald Trump, they're the ones who are wrong, not me. And so be it. But inflation is a problem, and Donald Trump, he conned some people into voting for him because some people went, oh, yeah, man, he's going to cut inflation day one. Yeah, let's vote for this guy. Yay, Donald. Yay, man, Trump is the best president ever because he's going to cut inflation. He didn't do it. He wasn't going to be able to do it. Nobody should have thought he was going to do it. Nobody should have voted for him because he was going to do it. And I know there were other reasons why people voted for Trump, but a lot of people called this show and said, well, I'm voting for him because of the economy, because of inflation. I can't do this. I can't deal with this. I mean, my expenses are going up, and I can't afford it. So people did vote for Donald Trump because of the economy. Yet it turns out that Donald Trump was wrong, and he lied to you during the campaign. He probably knew that he wasn't going to be able to do anything about inflation, but he just conned people into thinking that he could do something about inflation. And then also, you know, the Epstein files, I'm going to release the Epstein files. Well, I was hoping that he would. I didn't know that he wasn't going to, because he could release the Epstein files, but he's not doing it. And, you know, that's a whole conversation that continues today. And now Ghislaine Maxwell, the accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein, who is in prison. And I posted a video about this yesterday on Substack, and you can go there, Scoot on the Air on Substack. Just download the Substack app, go to Scoot on the Air. I would invite you to become a subscriber and join our family there. You can comment on it, and I'll maybe get to some of your comments later in the show. But it's just another way for us to communicate through a social media platform. So, I posted this video about Ghislaine Maxwell. She is willing now to talk about the list, the client list, to talk about the men who went to Jeffrey Epstein and said, okay, we want to have sex with an underage girl. Here's the money. Where's the girl? And so I would say let her talk. I mean, why can't she talk? Why can't she say something? I'm sure there are people who are going to want to shut her up. And now, you know, I guess somebody needs to be watching her in prison that she doesn't, you know, accidentally commit suicide. You know, I'd hate for that to happen again. So, you know, let her talk. In fact, you know what? In a lot of cases like this, I would think that prosecutors would have gone to Maxwell and said, listen, if you tell us who the people are, we'll give you a lighter sentence or we'll give you a probation. It'll be kind of like a plea deal. But not in this case, because there are too many people who don't want those names out. And the more we hear about people who don't want the names out, the more we know there are names on that list that we should know about. Hey, I think this is really a positive thing. Target is expanding nationwide at a time when a lot of brick and mortar stores are closing down, at a time when a lot of stores are closing down or downsizing and firing people. Because people are ordering so much stuff online, Target is actually apparently doing well, and they're opening up 6 new stores in Texas alone, but they're expanding nationwide. And I guess that's really, really good news. I mean, I go to Target. Do you? I mean, I go to Target. I mean, I can get T-shirts at Target. I can get toys for my grandkids at Target. I can get ice cream. I can get yogurt. I can get food. I can get all kinds of stuff at Target. So, yeah, I mean, I like the store. 79% of Americans now say immigration is a good thing. We'll get into that this afternoon. And, I don't talk much about Tucker Carlson because he's just meaningless to me because he's a liar and because he just does things to rile people up. But I thought it was interesting that he said that I didn't vote for that kind of crap. And he's talking about voting for Donald Trump and the whole Epstein controversy. And again, this is still very much alive. Also, Steve Bannon says that he wants to sound the alarm. He's reporting that Donald Trump wants to give Ukraine long-range missiles so they can attack Moscow. Really? That is not, in my opinion, as a well-known wartime strategist like I am, I don't think that's a very good idea. Now, Donald Trump is really PO'd at Vladimir Putin because he thought they were good friends. And Vladimir Putin has just poo-pooed on Donald Trump. I mean, spanked him and slapped him in the face. So I hope Donald Trump doesn't really get antsy and let his revenge and his ego take over, because he might just want something to happen to Moscow as a way of trying to pay back Vladimir Putin. But I would be a little concerned about where that might lead. So you can tell we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
So earlier you was talking about the storm in the Gulf.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, where do you fill out the application to become a storm name? I was looking at some of the names of the storms or what they could be. I think the next one is supposed to be Dexter.
Dexter, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, I can do that, right? That's a job I can do. I can name a storm.
You could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, what about, like, Hurricane Tarantula?
Tarantula? Yeah, why don't they have, like, monster name? That's a good idea.
Yeah, Hurricane Godzilla. I think if you actually name these storms like the storms that they are, people would be more inclined. Because I'm probably not going to run from, like, Hurricane Lance or maybe Hurricane Dubois. You know?
Or Hurricane Missy or Hurricane... Yeah. I don't know. We can think of a lot of, soft names that wouldn't sound very scary. But, you know, Hurricane Tarantula is heading for the coast. Everybody's scattering. Everybody's running.
And also, you can also ask companies to sponsor the names. Like, you can have Hurricane Dr. Pepper, Hurricane Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, I don't think people would, you know, if there's destruction, they're not going to want to have their name related to the destruction that follows many, many storms. And, you know, sometimes a storm might look like it's not going to be much, and it turns into a big deal. I don't think that would be good for public relations with the company.
Unless this is like a contract or somebody that does hurricane storm damage, like, if this storm hits Hurricane Storm, maybe Jenny Clean or something could come clean up the mess afterwards. You know,
tie it in with some related service, like Jenny King. Yeah.
Yeah, this hurricane is sponsored by Craig's Electrical.
Yeah, Craig's Electrical. Your power goes out, you know, we're going to come take care of you. So, with all the attention that storms get, with all the airtime that storms get, yeah, sponsoring a storm might be something that somebody would want to look into. Yeah, this storm is sponsored by Craig's Electrical and Generators. And remember, when the power goes out, you need Craig's goes on. So that might be an interesting idea. All right, we got a lot to get to. And if you missed it yesterday, Coleman, who is into comic books and into Superman, he saw the movie. I thought it really sucked. I thought it was just terrible. But somebody who's even into that genre, like Coleman, was disappointed. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. All right, if you have a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. It's going to be hot. I walked out of my apartment today. It was like walking into a sauna. Got out of the car to come to the station. It's like a sauna out there. It's hot. And man, for those of you getting in and out of like delivery trucks, if you're an account executive and you're in and out of your car and you're in your car and it can barely cool off before you got to make another stop, I feel badly for you on a day like today because it's hot. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. Yeah, there was that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A big lie about inflation. And, you know, I've gotten a couple of comments on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack, and a couple of these people have said that, what are you talking about? Trump has not made a mistake yet. He's the greatest president. He hasn't made a mistake yet. And I really kind of come away after reading that and just kind of chuckle a little bit because, yeah, when it comes to campaign promises, he's made a few. Yeah, he shut down the border. I gave him credit for that. But the tariff thing hasn't worked. The immigration thing is working against him. His polling numbers on immigration, which is what was supposed to be his strong point, that's not working for him. His immigration numbers are down. And, you know, and then this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. And look, Candace Owens has been a Trump supporter. Now, once in a while recently, she's kind of gone off on her own. But she's a Trump supporter. And she says that President Trump must think that his political base is stupid. She said, "It seems like you think your base is stupid. That's how I feel. I feel like Trump thinks his base is stupid, or again, because I don't think he's pressing send on the messages. The people around him think that Trump is stupid, and they shouldn't. That shouldn't surprise you, given the fact that all these people were never Trump. They were never Trumpers. They were never Trump. Trump is surrounded by people who hate him and have infuriated his base." You know, it's true. I mean, even J.D. Vance at one point was a never-Trumper. And so I think, you know, I think when he finds somebody that used to hate him, that is kissing up to him now, I think he finds that irresistible, and he really has to do something to reward them. So he put some of those people in positions of power. That doesn't mean they're qualified to be in those positions, but, you know, it's still early in his administration, and the final results will be known in a couple of years. But I'm not really thrilled with the way things are going, but we'll see in the end who was right. And if I am wrong, I will be the first to admit it, but we'll have to wait and see. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, "I love the show and I listen almost every day. I have recently changed my mind about how you speak about Trump. I really do believe that you are bashing him because you always have almost all negative things to say about him. I still love the show. Keep up the good work." Well, I appreciate that. And you know, that's one of the best compliments that I get. You know, people who say, "Well, hey, I love the show, but I don't always agree with you." I mean, I think that's cool. You know, that's fine. We don't have to agree. I mean, I want this show to be, number one, entertaining in the way that it's done. You can disagree with me, but I want the information to be entertaining. And even serious information can be entertaining. I mean, the whole idea is to entertain because, you know, I mean, we're not finding a cure for cancer on this show. We're not doing that kind of work. So the best we can do is entertain you and distract you from your realities in life. So I think that's cool. Let's see. There was a text here just a moment ago. Ian is off, and Coleman is our studio producer, and he'll do some of the text messages coming up. But I got a text a moment ago from somebody who said they just got back from Destin, and the water is very cold. And he went on to say that, or she, I don't know, went on to say that if this storm gets into the Gulf, it's not going to develop much because the water's cold. Coleman, would you just look up right now and see what the Gulf temperature is in Destin, Florida?
Sorry, give me one second.
Yeah, all right. Just check that out. I would think that, you know, I know that there's been some rain and that can cool off the water a little bit, but I thought the Gulf water was pretty warm. I mean, it's been hot. Anybody else have any? Has anybody else been along the Gulf Coast beaches from Mississippi to, well, Mississippi is always warm because it's so shallow. But what about from Alabama to Florida? Have you been to the beach? Have you been in the Gulf water? Is the water warm or is the water cold?
It says 28 to 31 degrees right now.
Well, that's Celsius.
Yes, and Fahrenheit is 82 to 88.
82, that's hot. That's warm.
Yeah, but when you think about the humidity, it's sort of like right now it's almost 100 degrees outside. So when you step into like a bathtub that's 80 right. degrees, it's going to feel cold, but no, it's not.
Yeah, you know, like 75 degrees is pretty chilly. I mean, it doesn't sound like it, but it's when the water's 75 degrees, that's pretty chilly. Now, it's not chilly like on the Pacific coast, but it's a little chilly. But I would think that the water along the Gulf Coast beaches right now would be really warm. And I think the Gulf itself is warm enough to encourage development if this storm gets into the water. But I thought that was interesting to get a text from somebody who just got back from Destin, and they said that the water was very cold. So, look, call us or send us a text if you have been to the beaches, say, Alabama over to Florida. If you've been to the Gulf beaches from Alabama to Florida, is the water cold or is it warm? Now, again, when you first step in it, as Coleman points out, when you first step in it, if it's 100 degrees or 90 degrees on the beach and you step in 80-degree water, you're going to feel a little bit of a chill. But 80 to 85 or 80 to 88 degrees, that's, you know, you get up to 88 degrees. That's, I mean, that's really warm. That's kind of getting close to bath water. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, Marie. All right, let's go to Marie in Slidell. Marie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
Good.
I was calling because the Big Beautiful Bill was passed.
Yeah.
And it says no tax on overtime and no tax on tips. Well, my husband made overtime, so when we got his check, we looked at it, and it was taxed. So we called the HR department. We were told that when you file, you know, for taxes every year, that's when the taxes are going to be taken off of it, which is somewhat confusing.
Yeah, it is. You know, those things are never as immediate as you want them to be. So, yeah, you file your taxes and you'll get the benefit there. And by the way, the no taxes on tips only lasts for 2 years because they want this to become an issue again so they can plead for your vote and say, if you vote for us, we're going to continue the no tax on tips.
They kind of like snuck that. Yeah, they kind of deceived people with that, yeah. Like the way it was presented.
Oh, they would never do that, would they?
All the time and twice on yeah. Sunday.
All right, Marie, you haven't been to the Gulf beaches yet this year, have you?
I have not.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to find out if the water's warm or cold. Somebody just texted us and said that Destin was kind of chilly. And I kind of find that
weird.
Hard. Yeah, it sounds really weird yeah. because it's been so hot. All right, Maria, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening to the show. Let's go to Mr. Z. Mr. Z, you're on WWL.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing, man?
Good.
Okay, yeah, you sound great.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You deserve it. I've been in show business since I was 11 years old. I managed Louis Prima in Las Vegas in the 70s. And New Orleans musicians, and I love them all. I'm trying to do New Orleans jazz musical about the birth of jazz in early New Orleans in Storyville.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Well, thank you. But that's not why I called. I called because people I'm 82 years old. I'm sorry. I forgot why I called.
Wow. Well, that's understandable. You don't sound 82. You got a young voice.
Well, I've been listening. I love talk radio. I had my own radio show at one time. It was the hardest job I ever had in my entire life. So I respect what you're doing. I just want to say, New Orleans is a problematic city right now, and oh my God, can I call back?
No, listen, sure, but wait, Coleman just told me that you wanted to talk about being scandalized by President Trump.
Yeah. President Trump is a faker. I mean, he's an absolute faker, and he's turning the tables on all of us. Because now we're talking about our fakes. You know, the 34 indictments, criminal indictments against... I listen to talk radio. I love talk radio. I had my own show, like I said. I love talk radio. I idolize talk radio. But Donald Trump, his constituents on talk radio, and I can name them all, they don't ever mention, not one time, do they mention that he had 34 criminal indictments against him.
Well, of course
not. Now they're talking about Biden's indictments. They're talking about everybody else's criminal indictments, except Donald Trump. And that's hypocritical. I listened to Mark Levin.
Yeah.
And he was lying, totally lying about Donald Trump's problems.
Yeah.
And putting him on. Look, I'm a Democrat. I'm a lifelong Democrat because I don't know anything else. But I can tell you, I know who to believe, and I don't know, and I know who not to believe. And I can tell you, Scoot, I respect what you're doing. I've listened to you for years, and only now, only in the last, I don't know, 2 years maybe, do I understand where you're coming from.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Mr. Z, and I appreciate your call. And look, you know, people like Mark Levin, they are the right-wing media echo chamber, and they don't tell the truth. And so, when people,
oh my God, he lies to your face. He talked about Donald Trump's criminal investigations as if it meant nothing, and then he switched the subject to let's criminally indict the Democrats. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's show business. Look, I'm an actor.
It's show business. It's a TV show. You're right. Mr. Z, I've got to get to a break. Listen, I really appreciate the call. Thank you for your kind words. But I just, you know, again, there's an interesting phenomenon going on because there's so many conservative media outlets. There are not many outlets like this show from 1 to 4 on WWL. There are not many outlets like this, and I'm really proud of what we do here, and we are an alternative to the right-wing media echo chamber where you hear lie after lie after lie after lie. And then when people tune into our show, they think I'm lying because it's the first time they've heard something. No, the irony is they're lying, and I'm telling the truth. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. Yeah, only in America does a legislature, like here in Louisiana, give politicians more reasons to break the law or not to worry about ethics. I just think this is just appalling. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunhard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Coleman just said that somebody called up and said the water at Orange Beach is chilly. Yeah, we just checked. I haven't been to the beaches yet, but I'm going to go really soon. The temperature of the water, the Gulf water at Orange Beach, is 87 degrees. The temperature of the water, now this is the water temperature, not the temperature, right? It's the water temperature? The Gulf temperature, 87 degrees at Ocean Beach, 87 degrees in Destin, Florida. And people think that's chilly. What do you want, 90, 95, 90, 98 degrees? I mean, that's like, well, you might as well take a bath. I mean, I would think 87 is just fine, but again, as Coleman pointed out, I mean, if it's 99 degrees or, you know, 95 degrees on the beach and you get an 87 degree water, it might seem chilling in the beginning, but you're going to adjust to that. Right now, the water in the Pacific water at Malibu Beach, this is where a lot of people are surfing, is 64 degrees. When I lived in San Diego, I lived on the water. I went in the water one time. I didn't really know. I went in the water one time, and that was it. I'm not going in this anymore. Now, a lot of people use wetsuits, but a lot of people don't use wetsuits on the West Coast. And remember all those beach movies? You know, the water temperature hasn't changed that much since then. So in the summertime, the water temperature is like 64, 65, between 60 and 70 degrees. That is very, very chilly. And right now it's 64 degrees. And they're out there surfing in just bathing suits.
Were you afraid of shrinkage, Scoot? Well, why would you?
Shrinkage? It would, like, we're talking about disappearage. It would, like, totally disappear. It would be totally gone.
Well, inside
no,
out, huh?
I wasn't worried about, yeah. I wasn't worried about, yeah, you got an innie? I got an innie. I wasn't worried about shrinkage as much as I was worried about just basic comfort. I mean, the water was just cold, and I just, you know, it wasn't appealing to me. So I didn't really go in the water when I lived in San Diego. They had a nice heated pool in my apartment building, so that was just fine for me. But look, if the Gulf Coast water is 87 degrees, that's warm, and that's going to be warm for a storm. So this storm, this is how this all came up. The texter earlier said the water is chilly, so he didn't think that the storm's going to develop very much. Yeah, it's warm enough for it to develop. It depends on how much time it's over water. It depends on whether or not it's close to the shore or more out in the open water. And, you know, those things can't be determined at this point, but this system is moving across Florida. It will be in the Gulf tomorrow or later today. And tomorrow, I think tomorrow night and Thursday, we're expected to start getting some rain, and it could go into Friday and even maybe Saturday. So there could be some rounds of very heavy rain. You're hearing this. So far, it's predicted to be a rain event, which can, of course, mean flooding, which is a pain in the butt. Not the kind of flooding that they experience on the Guadalupe River, because we don't have hills where the water is going to be rushing into a river. And you know, we don't have a river like the Guadalupe in the metropolitan area. I mean, there's the Mississippi and there are the lagoons at City Park, and there's the 17th Street Canal and those kind of places. But, you know, people are not swimming in there. There's the West Esplanade Canal. Nobody's swimming in that. So, you know, those could rise and cause some flooding, and I hope we don't have that. But it's mainly supposed to be a rain event. But if it does develop into a tropical storm and gets a name, which the name would be Dexter, then it could actually develop into a wind and rain event. So we're going to be watching this, but it's going to be tomorrow night and over the, well, until the weekend, and it looks like maybe after Saturday things are going to be okay. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, the Rolling Stones album Some Girls hit number one in America. And yeah, this is one of the songs that I released when the album first came out. And there's some bad words in the song Some Girls, and I didn't know that. I played it on the air. I never got in trouble. I don't know why people didn't hear it, but nobody heard it. But they got some bad words. Yeah, and yeah, I kind of got away with that. That was lucky. I felt really badly after that happened because I didn't know there were bad words in it. All right, but this is a song from Some Girls that I always enjoyed. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1958, he was 17 years old. John Lennon's mom was hit by a car driven by an off-duty police officer. John Lennon wrote this song about his mother, who died when he was 17. The song is titled Mother. All right, we've got more to talk about into the next hour. I'm a little concerned about this possibility that President Trump might want to give some bombs to Ukraine.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.